Hey, hey there, business owner. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Evolution Podcast. This is our weekly episode, and I'm so happy you are here. Let's get started. Hi there, entrepreneur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Evolution Podcast. This is your host, Annette Walter. I'm a business coach, operational strategist, and owner of two multi-million dollar companies. This is the place where you will be surrounded by entrepreneurs like you that are sharing their stories, sharing tips of the trade of how they are surviving and thriving in their business. Real time, real talk, real business. Today, I am so excited about my interviewee. It's my dad, and I just, you know, he's nervous, and I was nervous too, and we just did it quickly and said, you know what, let's just share some of your words of wisdom, share your story, and it was so special and so fun. So thanks for being here. I'm really excited to share this with you, and I know you're going to enjoy this week's episode. By the way, before we get started, I really want to share with you a couple of great things that we have happening at iEvolve Consulting. We are kicking off our March Momentum Group, which actually starts today, March 1st. And that is a 5-week sprint program, in-depth intensive coaching. And today's group is full, or this month's group is full, but I do have one starting in April called the Accelerator, the April Accelerator. So that's going to be a 4-week program, high touch, high intensive coaching by me personally with an intimate group. So if you want more information on that, make sure you email me at urock@iEvolveConsulting. And we've got lots of really good things going on. So if you are going at this journey alone, don't feel like you have to do it alone. You need help. You need support. We have a mastermind group that's awesome. We have high intense coaching. We have a business edit. Lots of really good things happening. So make sure you reach out if you haven't in a while. And as always, thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the comments and the 5-star ratings. You all are amazing. You're doing it. You are evolving. And I am so proud of you. Enjoy today's episode. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
Honestly, guys, he doesn't know what he's getting himself into, but I really wanted to take this time to carve out a special episode dedicated just to my dad. He is my inspiration. He is my everything. He is my rock, my sounding board, the person I call when I want to celebrate a win, the person I call when I'm feeling defeated and down. So thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
So we will give a quick little update of his story. And then really I want to talk today about words of wisdom and kind of some of the things that you've always shared with me along the way that have helped me in my journey and your words of encouragement. So do you want to give a brief overview of, I mean, how many businesses do you think you've owned to date, honestly?
Roughly about 12.
About 12?
12 to 15 over the period of 40 years.
I love the story of you really waving goodbye to your friends as they went off to college, and here you were starting your first business, right? Or did it start back with the paper route?
Oh, it started when I was 8 years old, working down Lafayette Market with my grandfather, who come from Italy. And I got all the pennies and lunch for pay. And then from there, I got into a paper route. And then I got a stamp machine and some candy machines that got me a little walk-around money. So from there, I developed into selling stuff for Easter, the candy for Easter. I had two of my cousins work for me, and they promoted the Easter eggs. And then got into the car business. Went into the service, got out of the service, and from there I moved on and tried to become an entrepreneur. So my first job was, or my business was, a Crown Station. And I had that for 16 years.
Which, for those that are not familiar with Crown, Crown is a gas station that, are they still around?
There's a couple of them around.
Okay, I remember the commercial, Crown's all around. Okay, so gas stations.
Gas stations, yeah. And moved on to a bar restaurant. And a laundromat or two. And at one period of time, I had six businesses for 3 years, two turnpike stations, two bars, two, let me see, laundromats. I was trying to think of it, laundromats, And then eventually bought another bar and what have you and all that. So very fortunate, but, you know, it's well worth it.
And you and I were just talking about this at lunch, and, you know, we were talking about how it's your hobby and how it's also your socialization, because you are 81 years old right now as we speak.
Oh, my gosh.
And you still work 7 days a week, right?
Yes, you'd say? Yes.
Very hands-on. But I think it's because you've always been so hands-on and really so into the people and your customers. So talk a little bit about that. Like, what's the most important thing to you when you're building a business?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, customers make paydays possible. And, you know, there's a lot of situations where you just have to bite your tongue, and if you don't have any customers, you're not going to stay in business long. So when they come in, you greet them and you listen to them. And a lot of people, they come in there are widows. Most of the men are seniors that in my business, and they don't really have too many people to get around and talk to. So, and you make a lot of friends that way. I've been doing it for since 1970, so I'm going to do it till I get it right.
So what's one of the hardest lessons you've had to learn along the way?
The hardest one is to have common sense, keep your cool, and try to be the best person you can be. So it's easier to be nice than it is to be nasty. You know, and just don't forget where you came from.
So, you know, on the days where I do call you and I'm upset or I'm down, you know, you always say, Annette, just say a prayer. Say a prayer for that person. Pray for them. You don't know what they're going through. And just keep your chin up and keep on swinging the bat, right? Keep on ringing the register. And it's very kind. It's a very kind angle to come at. And it's also sometimes really hard when you're in the moment. So, you know, I want to share this story because you've been known to sneak away from your day-to-day business and go and take a little nap in like a Taco Bell parking lot, right?
Occasionally.
Is that when you kind of take a deep breath and walk away and just step out of it?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been very fortunate because I don't let things bother me. You know, I walk away from it if I can't handle it at that particular time, and then I go back to it and we solve the problem and I'm in a better mood instead of staying there and being aggravated. So, and, you know, I feel very fortunate. You look at a lot of other people and say, thank God for what we have.
So, exactly.
You know, and I guess I'll be there for a little while, while longer.
You're going to be good. You better not go anywhere for sure. So with doubt, did you ever have doubt, like whether you had just started a business or I know you bought a couple businesses that were existing? Did you ever have doubt of, oh my goodness, like what did I get myself into? What, how am I going to do this? Like, and when, and if you did have those moments, how do you get through those?
To be very honest with you, no, because it's, when I was younger, I wanted to get a liquor store at 20 years old, 21 years old. And I've finally went into the gas station business and moved on. So I always wanted to be my own man.
Yeah.
And so far, so good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go in there with the right frame of mind, and you can't expect people to give you things. You got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is free.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So when you were starting a gas station, like, how does that work? Like, how do you, like, was there someone that, you know, was selling the franchises and, like, helped you get started? Like, is there a person that you remember that, like, sticks out that really kind of helped you out? Or did you just figure it out and figure it out and figure it out?
Well, we lived, I'd say, 5 blocks from the Crown gas station. And every time I went in there, there was 5, 6, 7 cars. And I'm saying to myself, these other stations aren't this busy. So I got in touch with Crown and talked to them, put my name in and everything. And I belong to a sports club, and I told one of my buddies in there about it. And he did the same thing. And he got a station before I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I pursued it and pursued it. And then within a couple months, I got a gas station, and it worked out that I was there for 17 years.
Yeah.
So, and there every day.
Right.
You know, you can't be an absentee owner.
Right.
You cannot put it on automatic pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and from there, I just developed into getting the bar and... bar restaurant and
mm-hmm.
still have one.
Yep.
So
good. Yeah. So what else comes to mind as we're talking of all of this? What else, like any specific memories or stories that kind of glare out of any, I mean, you're very positive and optimistic, and like what motivates you? How do you keep on going?
Well, I enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's true.
And if it's not fun and it's time for me to get out.
Yeah.
So that's one of my pet peeves, I guess, you know, is it always have a right frame of mind and thank God for what you have and plan your work and work your plan.
Mm-hmm. So, one of the quotes.
One of the quotes.
Common sense, plan your work your plan.
Yep.
Don't take any wooden nickels.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I ever understood that one, but
yeah.
Maybe I will one day.
Yeah.
So, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Do you wake up happy?
Well, sure. Thank God both feet hit the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you look around and you see people that just, you know, have a hard time walking, have a hard time getting out of the house and everything. So for every minute you're awake, you say, you know, you thank God.
Mm-hmm.
You say a little prayer and you keep smiling.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else to ask here?
Oh, my.
See, it's not so bad, right?
No.
It's kind of fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any thing that motivated you along the way that was, like, inspirational? Like, did you ever, like, go to any seminars or read any books or, like, listen to any people that kind of, you know, kept you going? Or were you not really into all of that?
Well, I had a couple friends that I put in business,
mm-hmm.
and I seen that I was involved with them and all. We had a sports club, and,
mm-hmm.
and I put 3 or 4 people in business who are retired now and
mm-hmm.
very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I look back on that and feel pretty good that I helped somebody
yep.
at the time that didn't have you know, anywhere to go or anything to do.
Right.
So, as I started out with, in two weeks, I was $130,000 in business. I mean, in debt.
Oh, okay.
To get into business.
For the Crown.
For the Crown. And
right.
For a house. Yeah.
Right.
So.
So you knew where you had to go.
Yeah. I think we were only married about a year, and it all started then that I wanted to
be. Did you ever feel pressure or anything like then? Or did you just say, I need to make this happen?
Well, I made it happen.
Yeah.
That was my goal, to get in there and support my family. And
yeah.
Very fortunate to have 3 children that turned out very well.
Mm-hmm.
In college and
mm-hmm.
everything. So
yep.
Very thankful for what we have.
That's good. Mm. So I love walking into a place with you. This is obviously pre-COVID, but like you study when we walk in, you'd like study how everything's running, like how the person greets you, how they're running their inventory. I'm talking restaurants especially, you know, how much they have on the plate and, you know, the actual entree and what they're charging. So like what goes through your head? Like, I think you're just naturally wired to think that way, like the return on investment and all these different things. So like, what do you like to look at when you go into places? Like what goes through your head?
Well, you never stop looking around because you learn every time you go in some place, you learn something and maybe you get a better idea to insert into your business.
Yeah.
And you keep going back if you get treated properly by the server or the owner or what have you. And if not, you start off another plate, you start out with another place. You know, you have to be treated well, you know. The customer comes first 95% of the times.
Yep.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
So what's next?
What's next?
Dream job. Is this your dream job? You got it?
Well, this is
feeling good.
This is the last one. I'm trying to slow down, but I don't think that'll happen in the near future.
Right. Well, you tried to retire. Remember, what year was that?
Oh, well, I had plans to retire at 50 years old and buy a place in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot how to get there.
Uh-huh.
We haven't accomplished that yet.
Yeah.
So.
Because you really love it. I mean, you really do.
That's for sure.
Yep.
And I'm going to do it till I get it right.
There you go. Yeah, I love it.
So.
Any parting words? Did I forget any of the words of wisdom? Common sense.
Common sense.
Plan your work. Work your plan. If you get upset, say a prayer, walk away.
That's it.
Take a break.
And think how lucky you are compared to the other people who don't have what you have.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, I'm proud of you. I love you. And you are my inspiration, Dad.
Thank you, dear. Love you also.
Thanks for doing this.
Yes, dear.
Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon. See you on the next episode. Wow. What an episode. Did you learn something new? I hope so. I am so happy you were able to be here with us today. I'd love to hear from you. Leave me a review and I will be sure to read it and respond to you. Also, if you'd like to email me, my email address is urock@ievolveconsulting.com. Hit subscribe and every Tuesday you'll get notification when the next episode drops. We really have some amazing interviews and tips in the future. Anything you need, I'm here for you. I want you to keep your momentum. I want to help you stay accountable. I want you to stay inspired. I want you to evolve. So please let me know what you need, and I'd love to hear from you. Take care. Until next time.